Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We have got a big, big baseball show, and certainly one of the disturbing trends in Major League Baseball right now is the rash of elbow injuries and the increase of Tommy John surgeries. Some say that it may be rooted in youth baseball, and that is why this evening we have invited on our show the president of the American Amateur Baseball Congress, that is Richard Neely. He's going to help us examine this epidemic that has affected so many pitchers in baseball. And Richard, it's a pleasure to have you back with us. I have to share with all of our listeners, when our program debuted back in 99, you were one of our very first guests on the program. So this is like old times. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, Alyssa. It's great to be back with you.
Well, certainly 2014 has been quite a year for Tommy John surgery, players ripping their elbow ligaments and into shreds, really. How would you describe just this recent rash of injuries?
Well, you know, a lot of studies so far are saying maybe it's related to youth baseball, and youth baseball today compared to 20 years ago is just a totally different program. Used to be kids played in their local cities, their local little leagues and so forth, and competed against each other and moved up through the ranks trying to advance to tournaments, whereas today it seems there's just a huge, huge growth in tournament baseball. And that kids play baseball on the weekends for a tournament traveling team. So what has happened, it seems anyway, that a lot of these kids are pitching during the week, then they travel on the weekend and they're pitching again. So it's a lot of overuse of that arm, and especially 12 and under, where they're growing so fast and their growth plates just can't handle the stress. And surprisingly, some studies have shown that all of the rash of the major league Tommy John surgery so far this year are coming where these guys played as youth, in the baseball belt, or in other words, California, Arizona, all the way across the United States, including Texas, where they play year-round. Is it related? Could be. I think it definitely might be, just from an overuse, because mom and dad today want their kid to all be a major leaguer, and so they continually think if they play in a tournament every weekend, it's better exposure, which is one of the big misconceptions in the world today, I think.
Richard, you bring up some great points, because the list really is confounding when you look at Major League pitchers. I mean, it is Arizona's Patrick Corbin is out, Tampa Bay's Matt Moore, San Diego's Josh Johnson. So how do you maximize a player's safety while not limiting a pitcher from reaching their full potential when you talk about youth baseball?
Well, I think the key thing is it's got to go back on the parents. And, you know, obviously the coaches are involved too. But the parents today, they think their kid's only going to get exposure by getting out and playing on a tournament every weekend all across the United States. I've got instances where I've been in tournaments where they literally were flying kids in from across the country to pitch one game. And, you know, Wow. That's just a total misuse of a 12-year-old, in my opinion.
So really this is just about, you know, parents wanting their kids to throw year-round, so they're getting the exposure, they're allowing them to see those college scouts, and just for recruiting purposes, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I can tell you a story of a good friend of mine who is an excellent coach. In fact, three of his personal sons have made the major league rosters. And he was quite an instructor on the West Coast, and he has quit coaching baseball altogether now because he had a 9-year-old that he was instructing, and his parents wouldn't let him talk to him unless he talked to his representative. They were totally convinced that this kid was going to be a professional athlete at 9, which we all know that's far, far from the truth. If they'd spent their money saving it every month versus spending $10,000 a summer, which is not an exaggeration at all in today's youth market with travel baseball, think what's going to happen in 12 years for college.
Mm-hmm. The president of the AABC is with us, and that is Richard Neely at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So talk to us about how you are encouraging balance, the role, the responsibility of the AABC.
Well, we have, obviously, we are a community-based program. We're league-based. And we have stringent rules on how much a kid can pitch each week, and that's all the way from a 7-year-old all the way up through adults. We have leagues, and, you know, they can only pitch so much. And we don't do pitch counts because we think it's more important to look at how many innings they pitch as it relates to as they grow and get older. But we are very, very strict on those, and I think that's something that every youth organization should be involved with.
Well, parents, obviously, they need to lighten up. I mean, what would you recommend in terms of time off, allowing the body to rest for, you know, these youth baseball players? I mean, are you talking 8 to 10 weeks? I mean, it seems like that is a long time to lay out when they're so accustomed, as you're saying, that some of these players, they're playing year-round, putting a lot of stress, a lot of strain on their body.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I am a firm believer that, first of all, they should try other sports, not limit themselves to one sport, because they'll develop other muscles in their bodies as they grow. And absolutely, they should take a minimum of 3 months off a year, minimum.
And what about in terms of, can they still be receiving, do you think, private instruction during that time they're laying out?
Actually, I think they should stop that. I think they should not throw a baseball whatsoever for 3 months a year.
Well, we talk about this Tommy John surgery, that it really has become an epidemic. And I think what is a disturbing trend, Richard, is that we're seeing now many pitchers needing a second Tommy John surgery. I mean, we're seeing increased numbers in that. What are you hearing?
Well, not only that, but a lot of the pitchers that have had their first Tommy John surgery actually come back stronger and are throwing harder than they did before their first Tommy John surgery. So I think it's not only a overuse problem, but it may be a thing that may make them a better pitcher, believe it or not. And it's strange when you think you can do an operation on your body that'll make you stronger, but there's facts proving that with Tommy John.
Okay, we are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, going one-on-one with Richard Neely, the president of the American Amateur Baseball Congress. And I know this is a very busy time of year for you. We got World Series that are going to be coming up. Gil Hodges, from Brooklyn to New York to Farmington, New Mexico. That is truly the crown jewel when you talk about the Connie Mag Amateur Baseball World Series out there in Farmington. This is a crazy time of year for you, isn't it?
That's a big understatement. You're right. Speaking of the Connie Mack World Series, It will be its 50th anniversary in Farmington this year, that the tournament's been in Farmington, 50 straight years. Wow. And in fact, Alyssa, your listeners need to know
what?
That you were the first female public address announcer at the Connie Mack World Series, and the only one we've had in 50 years.
Wow. Certainly it was a very memorable experience, but I have to tell you how I was enlisted for that job. I wasn't too happy with my husband at the time, because he came home and said, oh, by the way, the Connie Mack, he was filling me in on all the X's and O's with that, and you're going to be calling the evening game. But I actually thanked him afterwards. It was a great experience doing that for 3 to 4 years.
Well, and as I said, the Connie Mack is the crown jewel of the AABC, and in fact, it is one of the top amateur 18 and under baseball tournaments in the United States. Every year, well in excess of 50 college scouts, every major league team are always represented at the tournament, always looking for that diamond in the rough that hasn't been discovered. And additionally, this year we are installing our first Hall of Fame class. The AABC and the Connie Mack World Series have been very, very fortunate. We've had over 450 individuals that have played AABC ball make a major league roster. And the Connie Mack World Series, in fact, in this year's amateur draft, we have 52 kids drafted this year that have played in the Farmington, New Mexico in the Connie Mack World Series.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. So tell us about this year's inductees.
Sure. This year's inductees, first one's a gentleman named Barry Larkin.
Oh, my gosh.
He's already in the Hall of Fame in Major League Baseball. He played in Farmington for the Midland Redskins in 1981 and 82.
And his son plays for the Dallas Mavericks, yes?
Yes, that's right. That's right. The family's genes are still working, I guess. And another individual that played in Farmington that you might have heard of, he also played for Midland Redskins in 1986, is Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, wow.
And Ken will be attending the ceremonies this year. We're really excited. He's excited to come back to Farmington. In fact, when Ken, they retired his number in Seattle, he mentioned Farmington, New Mexico as one of his greatest experiences in amateur baseball. So it's great publicity for us. Additionally, we have a gentleman named Larry Harlow, who was raised right near Farmington in Aztec, New Mexico. He played in the 67 and 1970 Connie Mack World Series and spent 6 years in the major leagues with the Angels and Orioles. And another individual and also a World Series MVP is Dwayne Ward, who is from Farmington and played in the 81 World Series and played 9 years in the major leagues, primarily with Toronto Blue Jays. And then our last inductee this year is a gentleman named Tony Muser. And Tony played in our very first World Series in 1965 in Farmington and was the first one to ever make a major league roster that played in Farmington. And he has gone on to not only a 9-year career of playing, but also of coaching. In fact, was the manager of the Kansas City Royals from 97 to 2002. So a great initial class for our Hall of Fame.
And understand that he's still very active in baseball. Well, Richard, we're flat out of time. Tell all of our listeners tonight where they can go online and check out some of the work of the AABC.
Absolutely, at www.aabc.us. And thanks a lot, Alyssa. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports.